Omega Man Radio has been commissioned to invade deep into enemy territory, drive out the hosts of hell, and take back the land. Our mission is to preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the only name written under heaven by which men might be saved, cast out demons, and pray for the sick that they may be healed in Jesus' name. If this program is a blessing to you and you would like to take part in this harvest of souls, join with us and attack the hosts of hell by donating any amount online at www.omegamanradio.com. You may also donate by sending check or money order to 9030 West Sahara Avenue, Suite 665, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. We thank you.
Are you ready? Ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and strap yourself in, because the show is about to begin. From the front lines of America, Babylon, and transmitting worldwide on the internet and satellite, you are listening to Omega Man Radio Network with Shannon Davis.
Everybody, welcome aboard. Hope you all had a great weekend. Today is a live broadcast, Monday, June 27th, 2022. Welcome to Omega Man 12.0. We're in the 12th year. Excited to be here tonight with Major Tom Baird and Professor Tom Mack. Gentlemen, welcome back. How are you all doing?
Wonderful. Really good, thank you.
Fantastic. Who would like to do the honor and open us up in prayer?
Go ahead, Major Tom.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this moment that we can be together. We ask, Lord, that the meditation of our hearts and the words from our lips would be pleasing unto you and edifying to all those who are listening to you, that we might hear from you as you would inspire the words that are spoken. We ask, Lord, that you pour out your spirit upon the entire world. Bind the principalities, powers, and forces of evil, wickedness, and darkness right now and cast them out. And let them never to return.
Amen.
Now I understand, Lord, that you have appointed such times as this for the rampant evil that we do see around us. But we ask, Lord, that for those that are yours, you be the rock that is our fortress and our refuge. And we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Say amen to that. Gentlemen, welcome back. The mic is yours.
Okay. You know, one of the things we've had to do with these parts of our study on the four horses of the apocalypse, as we've had to go back and sometimes go over news items which apply to this subject and insert them into the beginning of the program. And also, I found other updates that are necessary to add to this because of the times we live in. And so tonight we're going to start with a couple of things. Now, the first news item I hadn't seen yet, but Major Baird has. And the first one has to do with the Ukraine-Russian war, which
yes,
is so badly misreported in the Western media. And we've released a list of places where you can get good information, but this one isn't on the list, and I may have to get it on the list. It's called MilitarySummary.com. And mm-hmm. they have been doing a very good but very objective job of reporting what's going on.
Yeah,
and this story, Major Baird's going to go over it for us in a couple of minutes.
Amen. Well, the website itself is reporting on both the Ukraine military and the Russian military as he gets the information. So it's sort of like a situation map that's got both the opposing forces against each other, and he simply reports on what happened. Now, he started out this evening, and I really haven't had the chance to go through the entire briefing yet either, except for the very first one, and it's rather humorous to some extent from a military standpoint. What happened was he began by saying there was quite a lot of movement, military movement going on in the theater, both with the Russians and the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians attempting to, as he coached it, withdraw from, it starts with an L and I can't pronounce.
Lysychansk.
Yeah, Lysychansk. That's not the correct pronunciation, but starts with an L anyway. And I'll just leave it as a report of
what's withdrawal. Just happened. Yeah.
But the withdrawal to be unopposed would have had to have happened 3 weeks to a month and a half ago, because at this point in time they're encircled by the Russian army pretty much, and all of their avenues are covered by artillery fire. That's not very health, you know, very conducive to your health if you're trying to run down a road that's covered by artillery. And so as he made this particular statement, he says, now, Russia did send 4 S-300 rockets into Kiev. That's the capital of
Ukraine.
Ukraine. And you need to know that Russia had been in that area several weeks ago and then found that their actual lines of communication, their resupply and their coverage of the area, along with the conflicts that were near neighboring villages, was overextended, and so they did a tactical withdrawal. And that really was an actual withdrawal. It was a very orderly thing. It was unopposed. It took 3 days. They had troops out in the open. They had equipment out in the open. And never once was it fired upon. That was the Russians leaving. Now, here we have Russia coming close enough now that they can fire rockets into Kiev again. They've decided to fire 4. All 4 rockets hit their military targets. And I notice I said military targets. That's what they're supposed to be. Now, Kiev is protected by anti-artillery and anti-rocket batteries from the north, the east, the west, and the south. Completely surrounded. However, they're not coordinated and neither are they integrated. That will come to bear on what happens next. as okay, these incoming...
Why don't you explain? What do you mean by coordinated?
Okay. When you have coordinated fire, if you have four incoming rockets and you have 45 batteries of rockets and artillery, you need to coordinate which ones are going to be firing at the intruding missiles.
So in other words, they got to talk to each other.
They got to talk to each other, and otherwise you're going to have them all shooting at the same thing and maybe each other. And in fact, that is exactly what happened. The other one is integrated, which means not only do you coordinate with one another, but you then decide which...
Who's going to do what?
That's exactly right. Who's going to do what? And so here we are, and they sent out their... They did talk a little bit to one another and decided that they would fire off the most effective missiles that would counter those incoming S-300s. And so those four counter-battery rockets took off. They were launched. Unknown to the M4 battery, which is also one of them in a different sector of the city, and those M4s saw the launching of the counter-battery rockets and immediately identified them as enemy. And they launched and were very successful in taking out the counter-battery rockets that the other battery had shot. So Ukraine shot Ukraine.
So in other words, after all this firing, they shot their own missiles and let the Russian ones through.
That is correct. That's what you get when you have no coordination and no integration.
And I thought NATO was supposed to train these guys.
Well, training and communications are two different things.
That's what I thought. So in other words, and in the military we have some names for it, which we can't repeat here. And we shouldn't repeat here. We should learn to use proper language. But the thing we have to understand is they messed up.
Well, yeah, you can encapsulate it in polite language by saying situation normal, everything is fouled up, and they put in some coarse or military terms, and you've got it.
That's just, it's amazing, but we've seen this with the Ukrainians time after time after time.
Well, Tom, you have a glaring example of the military in conflict with the political. The political is in charge, and the political has said, well, the politician, the president of Ukraine,
Zelensky,
has said, stand and fight. Now, military doctrine and military wisdom and principles would counter that when you are facing overwhelming odds. You do not stand and fight an indefensible location unless you're Hitler or unless you're, Zelensky.
Zelensky, yeah.
Yep. And so you have a case going on right now where the entire army of Ukraine, those that were well-trained, they're almost all of them, all of those that were well-trained, by order, have stood and valiantly fought to no avail. They're dead. And nothing has happened to change the tide of the war. The other problem is the news media that we are seeing is based upon a premise, and that premise is based upon a lie. The premise it was that the forces of the Ukraine population, once it was mobilized, was overwhelmingly superior in numbers, and it was at this point in time. And the other premise is that we should, as the Western democracies and powers, the EU, Great Britain, United States, and the Five Eyes, to be specific, should support the Ukraine war effort, massively resupply and train those that are there, that are coming in support of their effort, and that United States, specifically the President of the United States, would then declare massive economic sanctions. So you now have an economic war and a military war. And the economic war is against Russia. The premise is also a lie because they didn't do their homework. And they will not do their homework because pride cometh before destruction, a haughty spirit, which is before a fall. And you've got both a haughty spirit and pride involved in this particular thing in every one of the democratic republic countries of the West. The EU, specifically in the EU, the NATO military structure, the United Kingdom, and the Five Eyes, and all led by United States. And the premise is that all it would take, because the lie that they had been feeding themselves, those that are in the, that are the analysts, and those that are in the intelligence agencies of all of the countries, haven't been doing their homework. They haven't updated their files. And 10 years ago, they came up with the idea that Russia, which at that point in time was transitioning from a devastated and tore apart USSR, and was just one of the elements in the Russian Confederation at the time, was trying to get back on its economic feet. To do that, and to assist in that, they utilized many of their raw materials, one of which is oil. That's only one of them. There's many others. And so the premise was, that was a lie, was that Russia is a single commodity nation acting as a gas station dispensing oil. And that it would be very easy to then bring that particular single entity economy down on its knees by placing great sanctions against it, economic sanctions, which would cause the great difficulty of the population. And the population then would become just totally devastated with lack of food, fuel, and all of the necessary things that are needed for a nation to survive. So you then have total unrest, and that will then cause a political coup to occur with the people being against their leader. And then once the leader is gone, i.e. Vladimir Putin, then you can go in with using Ukraine as the vessel, invade Russia, and take over, and then just carve up the entire Russian Confederation, however large it is. Well, they didn't take into account the vast agricultural resources as well as the raw material resources that they have, and the extensive land mass and population that they have that make up Russia. And Russia has changed. It had changed already 10 years ago and has continued to change to the point that they really are the world's. Now, you got to remember, 20 years ago, United States, well, actually 30 years ago, United States was the main supplier to everyone for all food commodities. We were exporting grain and foods and meat all over the world. United States, as of, oh gosh, here it is, probably 2015 at least, we have been importing our food to make up the shortfall that we have not raised ourselves. Guess who's the one that's providing that shortfall? Russia.
Russia.
Russia is the world exporter of all of the foods that go throughout the world. Okay? So now you've got a great disconnect going on between what the leadership, the political leadership, and the elite of the United States think and have told themselves as a lie. And in order to enforce that lie, they have had to build up layers and layers and layers of other lies. So you've got lies upon lies upon lies. So that you're not working with you when you are full of lies, you're not working with reality. I would caution everyone that at this point in time, when you look at your political leaders and you look at your social leaders, and you realize they have been feeding themselves a fairy tale of their own making, it would behoove all of us to step back a little bit and say, wait a minute, how can somebody believing in a fairy tale operate on a fairy tale and conduct a war, which is in reality, is an effort of reality, and if the war is based upon a premise that's false as a fairy tale, and you've got your information wrong, you then become the subject of your own making. Now, because it seems like we're not getting our food from Russia, we're saying, oh, Putin is the one that's responsible for our shortfalls. No. Our shortfalls have been conducted because we have bought into a fable that came from a fabricated scientific report. And I emphasize that fabricated. Fabricated means lie. And the premise was that we needed to get rid of carbon dioxide. You realize... Does anybody realize carbon dioxide is one of the main elements of the chemical process for sustaining life processes from the smallest bacteria and virus to the largest mammal? Every living thing has to have CO2, carbon dioxide, either to make food or to digest food. And along with that, you've got to have oxygen. Well, they couldn't get rid of oxygen because that would cause everybody's death to happen way, way, way too quickly and too obviously. But by attacking CO2, you have now a green element that says, oh, we can't be using fossil fuels. Well, that's only one part of the CO2. But when you're trying to get rid of all CO2, you end up with an unsustainable life process. You end up with the green effect, and you end up with the climate accords that are all based on that fraudulent report. And there was, actually, it's more than one. There's a whole series of reports. So now, with this fairy tale principle of getting rid of all greenhouse gases, principally carbon dioxide itself, and we can do that by having electric cars. Well, you realize that the required energy to create that electricity to charge those cars creates far more contamination with carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide and smoke and soot and all that other stuff. Okay, than what it would be without electric cars. So you're exacerbating an already threatened shutdown by shutting things even further down, because you've depleted your source of energy, and that